Today is Wednesday, January 15th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Hat Day. I'm celebrating that right now. As we all know, I like to wear a hat, a baseball cap, but that classifies as a hat. National Booch Day. I guess that's kombucha. National Strawberry Ice Cream Day. Wouldn't be my first choice. My first choice now, because I'm old and boring, is vanilla. My second choice would be some sort of mixture of vanilla and something else, like a dulce de leche, or dulce de leche, however you want to pronounce it. That Häagen-Dazs makes a great dulce de leche ice cream. And then, it's also National Bagel Day. I like a bagel. I don't tend to order or consume very many bagels. Anything bread, I love. And I don't know why I don't do bagels more often, except that maybe it's a calorie thing, because bagels have 300 or 400 calories per bagel. Just for like a, maybe you can get a smaller bagel that's 250 if it's plain and has nothing except dough. And I am totally guessing. What is the, here, I'll ask ChatGPT here. My computer is misbehaving. I think it's almost, the hard drive is almost completely full. What is the average calories of a bagel? Let's just see what she says. A plain, 250 to 300. A whole wheat, 245 to 290. Everything, 270 to 350. Flavored, cinnamon, raisin, blueberry, etc., 3 to 350. A large bagel could be 350 to 400 plus. So yeah, I was pretty close. I am a human calorie calculator. I have been counting calories my entire life at various stages of my life. So I'm pretty good. When there were contests on various YouTube videos that we watch where they try to get, like, I think Rhett and Link did a thing where they are given an amount of calories and then given food. Like, we want you to create a Mexican meal that gets as close to 1,000 calories as possible without going over. I don't remember the exact thing, but it was something like that. And they competed against each other, and they have all these ingredients and their standard serving sizes. And they would put, I was so good at that because I can just tell you, oh, that has, you know, X. I'm not perfect, but I can get pretty close. I said 200 to 300 for a small, and literally 250 to 300 is what ChatGPT said. So looky there. I was definitely within the right range. So I was talking on yesterday's show about how I had had the mess up on Sunday. And I had basically let my mixer record for 12 hours, and then it took me forever to get it posted because I couldn't remote in from work for some reason. My remote software was not working. Networking issues at home due to, I don't know what really, power outages, etc. But anyway, I posted that, got that all done, and then, so I am recording again, so that I will be caught up. I know I said on Tuesday's show, oh, I don't know, I'm probably just going to release all week this week late. But no, Wednesday's episode is going to come out at the normal time, because Mark needed to do his workout, and then we're going grocery shopping. So I don't remember how far we got. I feel like we pretty much recapped the weekend. I went over to my parents for lunch on Sunday. We had taco soup. Mark had to run, and so that was a good excuse for it. Sometimes Mark likes my parents and to a certain extent loves my parents, as you would, you know, extended family, we'll say. But there are things about them that he doesn't love, like the Fox News and the conservative and, you know, that sort of thing. And sometimes he doesn't, you know, he doesn't always feel comfortable depending on if my mom is sitting there watching Fox News or saying crazy things that who knows, you know, what's going to come out of their mouth. So sometimes it's easier for me to go by myself than I don't have to worry about him. I just am worried about myself. So on Sunday, they had invited us over and I said, well, Mark is doing his long run, which was true. And so I will come over. So I had taco soup. We talked. Mom told me whatever. I don't remember what she told me, but probably gave me some updates on people who were sick. Oh, I do were dead. That's apparently when you're in your mid-70s, that's what you start talking about is, oh, so-and-so is sick. We don't know if they're going to make it, you know, or whatever. And then, you know, it's not good stuff usually. But it's every time you see her, she's like the town crier. She's trying to give me all the deets about everything that's happening. But for some reason in the family, it seems to always skew negative deaths and sicknesses and diagnoses and loss of jobs, loss of money, loss of pets, whatever the case may be. So we did that and chatted a little bit about our cruise, which I know I said ChatGPT helped me put together a list, but I still have to go in and validate that the information is correct and then pass it along to my parents so we can pick a date. And then I have to go in and buy cruises or buy a couple of rooms for us. I think I'll get our rooms in separate parts of the ship. And just tell them, oh, there weren't two rooms together. I had considered, oh, they do have suites large enough for an entire family. So there is a possibility that I could find a suite that had two bedrooms, especially on the larger ships. But I don't know if we want to be in that close of quarters with my parents for a 3 to 4 night cruise. I'm not sure. So anyway, still working on that. I 3D printed a couple of vases, one in a little bit larger in white and one a little smaller in black. And I think they look great. I put them on in our little console around our TV. If you don't look at them up close, you wouldn't know that there's still a little bit of lines. Anything 3D printed, if you don't paint it, there are typically going to be some lines. You know, depending on the material that you use and your settings, you can get it fairly smooth, but you're still going to be able to see some lines generally, unless you sand it and paint it and do all that. And so my 3D printer is a multicolor 3D printer, and so one of the reasons for getting a multicolor is so you don't necessarily have to paint your things, you know, when they come out. So I put them on the thing. I think they look great. Mark was making fun of me, but I think they look great. And I found some hooks. Some cool hooks that pop out. That are not always out, but I don't know how to describe it, but it's a hinged hook thing that's flat. And then when you push the button, they pop out and the hook is there. And they look kind of nice. The design looks nice. And they're two color. I did them in black and white to go with our kind of farmhouse theme, and I'm going to screw them in. We have an entryway. I don't know what to call it, but it's like a hutch is not the right word. A hutch is something completely different. There are three seats, but there's a shelves above the seats, and it's like a taking off your shoes area, but I've always thought there should be hooks over each of the three seats so you could hang your coat there in the winter. So I'm printing three of these hooks and I'm gonna attach those. Mark thinks I'm going overboard, but I really wanna print things that are useful or can be used in some way, even if it's decorative like the vases. I wanna figure out how to print stuff that we can actually use or I can give as gifts or whatever the case may be, because that's the fun part of it, not just printing something and then throwing it away just for printing. Who knows? This could be my side hustle. If I get good enough at 3D printing, I could buy a couple of more machines and put some stuff on Etsy and become a 3D printing millionaire. Probably not, but probably not the millionaire part. I could sell things on Etsy, but it would probably be just pocket change or, you know, spare change. All right, well, we're almost out of time, so I will go ahead and end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.